Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody from Johns Creek Radio Blog. Today we have a special guest on our first of our radio blogs. Today we have Kenneth Brown, a sales and profit expert. He is a person that I've met some months ago that is going to talk to us about a very unique topic today, how to increase your sales in 2009. But first, let me give a little bit of background of what makes Ken unique in this field as being an expert. He's got a little bit of a diverse experience and background with the military in training and development, computer services, financial services, business and human resource services, and has over 20 years of consultative sales and business development. So for all of those that are listening, I want to welcome Ken. Ken, are you there?
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on your program.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to have you here. And again, it's our first ever Johns Creek Internet radio show. And we wanted to welcome you to that. And today, I think we have a very very good topic to speak about regarding sales, increasing sales in 2009. And it's my understanding that you actually conducted an online poll, and you have some very interesting developments that you've acquired from that poll. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit further about it. Why don't you fill us in?
Yeah, I did a poll on LinkedIn, and I asked the question, how will you increase sales in 2009? I'll say again, how will you increase sales in 2009? I gave people five options. And honestly, most people probably chose a couple of those things or actually do what I had in the poll. Number one was increasing advertising. That was the first choice, increasing advertising. Number two was exploring social media. That's podcasts, blogs, wikis. In fact, we're doing a podcast today, so that's social media. Maybe getting involved in LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all those kinds of things. So that was number two. So number one is increasing advertising. Number two is exploring social media. Number three was improving sales skills. Number three is improving sales skills. And then number four was increasing networking efforts. That's increasing networking efforts. And then the last one was focusing in on sales-oriented activities. That's focusing in on sales-oriented activities. So there were five choices, and I was really curious to see what the results were.
And tell us, what kind of responses did you get back?
Interesting. Not what I predicted, but what I think might be helpful to go through. Lots of business owners and entrepreneurs, they like to advertise. Some are getting to the social media. Some feel they need to improve their sales skills and the networking efforts and sales-oriented activities. There is a right answer. There is the best answer, and there's probably the second best answer. So what I like to do is kind of go through the choices and the reason why people pick those choices and then give you the right answer. First one is increasing advertising. Most people will, when they start a business, they'll get the Yellow Pages ads. They'll buy ads in the local paper, radio, TV. They'll even put a billboard on the highway. I know prospects have done that or paid thousands upon thousands of dollars on ads in local newspapers and magazines. Probably the ad people don't want to hear this, so you might want to cut off the radio. But logically thinking, is that a good action to take? Your return on investment is probably going to be pretty minimum, pretty low. And it does make money, but it doesn't make money for you. It makes money primarily for the advertisers and the newspapers and magazines and TV. And there's a reason why major newspapers are downsizing, and like the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You've seen the New York Times. They had to borrow $200 million. You've got ABC. They're looking at reducing their primetime programming. And you've got the Chicago Tribune, a company that owns the Tribune, filing for bankruptcy. Basically, return on investment, businesses need, they're cutting back, and they need to be smarter at what they're doing with their money. And so that's why you should really look at new advertising. I call it new school marketing, inbound marketing, and not rely on this push market, interruption market, and that's putting ads in newspapers and magazines and radio and TV. And now they got TiVo, so you can save your shows and watch them when you want to. They got Sirius and XM Radio, so that eliminates the commercials. You've got podcasts, which we're on right now. And so people are turning that off. You can't pick up the phone and reach a decision maker anymore because people are bombarded with 3,000 different messages, and you can't send emails because it might go to the spam folder. So there's a lot of things that keep us out and allow us not to connect with people that we want. So advertising, even though people pick that one, it's not the right answer. So
that was your
number.
That was the number one choice that you found people chose on the poll.
They didn't choose it, but most people will do it in real life. They'll seek advertising, and that's not the right way to go. Number two, would you be interested in finding out why social media? I thought that I'll go social media. Social media was interesting because nobody picked social media. And I thought that was interesting. Nobody picked that. And when you're doing social media, podcasts, blogs, wikis, Facebook, LinkedIn, it's only an investment in your time. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's a way for you to expand your market. And so it was interesting. Nobody picked that one. Nobody chose to expand the social media network.
My guess, Ken, on something like that would be because probably a lot of people don't have a good knowledge or a handle on how to use Facebook or LinkedIn or any of those other Plaxo social media formats, and maybe that's because they haven't been trained or skilled in that area.
Yeah, that's probably the case. I mean, you look at Barack Obama. He won the presidency, and believe me, I'm a conservative, so he didn't get my vote, but I wrote two articles on how he embraced the power of the Internet and then sales lessons. But specifically, you take a look at what he did using the Internet. It's phenomenal what happened. I mean, he was on Facebook. He was on Twitter. It's unheard of. We don't have a lot of time to go through it, but he embraced it. He saw the opportunities through social media. He was doing podcasts and blogs and videos and all kinds. People were getting messages from him, email messages, phone messages from him. So he really connected. And it's interesting that the top searches in Google for the top 10 were in social networking sites. So business owners, listen up. You need to consider using social media. So I thought that was interesting that nobody picked that one, and they really should get into that because it can help you connect with other people. And it's all about connecting and developing a network of people that can refer you business. So that's, I guess, those two choices. Would you like to hear the other choices, which I thought were interesting?
Yeah, well, give us another choice, and then let's go into what really you think would be the number one best choice.
Okay. Well, another one I thought they would pick would be increase my sales skills. Increase my sales skills. And I thought that was interesting because everybody should want to improve their sales skills. There was a famous seller, I can't remember his name, but he was in his 60s, and somebody asked him, why are you still practicing, you know, the scales and studying? He said, there's always room for improvement. So if you're in business, besides being an expert in your business, you also need to be an expert in sales and always seek to improve. I think it's a no-brainer. You know, everybody needs to improve their sales skills. You know, who's closing 100% deals? Probably, yeah, nobody. So if you want to improve your sales, you've got to get better at improving your sales skills. So, you know, that means doing your research, of connecting with clients, of being prepared, having questions, having an agenda. Everybody can improve their sales skills. Communication, asking the right questions, overcoming objections, you know, establishing a rapport, and then always asking for the referral and asking for the sale. So I was kind of surprised that nobody picked improving their sales skills.
That's interesting. I think people would have chosen that as well. Well, so what were your findings? We have about 5 minutes left remaining here and wanted to get into, you know, what you feel
All right.
the best.
Drum roll, please. I'll give you the last one and I'll answer your question. Interesting enough, that the top choice, the very top choice, and I'm like pulling my hair out, and you've probably been in a situation, people who are listening will have been in a situation before, increasing networking was the top choice. Can you believe that, John?
Actually, I can believe that. I can believe that. There's a tremendous amount of that going on around these days, and everybody wants to mingle. But I just get the impression that people are probably really trying to sell each other instead of gaining contacts through those connections.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would make a point that, yeah, everybody's standing around trying to sell each other, and that's not good. I mean, networking in itself is fine. I like net weaving because you're helping somebody else. You're not trying to help, you know, try to close the deal and make a sale. But that activity alone, and I will challenge anybody, that activity alone is not going to get you a sale. You know, you go into a network event, and you'll find other people selling to each other. You know, who's going to buy from me? That just doesn't make any sense. You end up with a bunch of business cards, and you feel good. You met a lot of people. Maybe you've got a chance to eat, have a nice drink, one or two. What was your return on investment when you networked? Does that actually get you a sale? No.
Good point. So give us the drum roll for the...
Well, the drum roll. The last one is, I thought, would be the one that people would focus in on. And that is sales. If you want to increase your sales for 2009, you need to focus on sales-oriented activities. I mean, that makes sense. So you're in business. And I always say this, is that nobody cares if you're the best expert, the best widget maker, the best salesperson, the best baker, the best store. If you can't sell, if you can't sell your idea, if you can't sell, you're not going to be in business. That's the truth of it. So you've got to be good not only in your expertise, but you have to be good at sales. So the sales activities basically is picking up the phone and asking for the business. That's what you've got to do. Having first appointments and then asking some people to buy from you.
Right. So more interaction is what you're saying with the prospective client or existing customer.
Yeah, you have to focus your activities on what's going to get you business. And networks is not going to get you business. Advertising is not going to give you business. Even exploring social media is not really going to get you business. You've got to pick up the phone and ask for an appointment. You've got to have first appointments and ask for the sale. That's cut and dry.
Well, that's very strong. So people got to roll up their sleeves is what they've got to do at this point now and get back into the hardcore selling of talking to, whether it be prospective clients or even existing clients to see if you can further their, further the sale with the existing client, added value on a sale.
Right. And that could be another discussion that we could have. But the bottom line, newsflash, you're not going to sell anything to anybody unless you ask for the sale.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point. Well, we are down to about a minute remaining here. And just wanted to just reiterate one more time. This is the debut Johns Creek Internet Radio blog. And today we have with us Ken Brown, who has some good insight on actually a lot of different areas with regards to bringing more business to people, more business opportunities, and probably even more so bringing an eye-opening experience or understanding of what people need to do in order to gain more sales and basically be a little more focused in their approach. And this is what Ken brings to the table. So, Ken, in the parting words, we just have just about 30 seconds or so left. Wanted to just give you the last word, if you would.
All right, thank you.
You want to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I would say check out the website, Better Sales and Profits Now. That's Better Sales and Profits Now. My blog's there, articles, podcasts, all kinds of good information there. So I would say focus on sales-oriented activities. And that could be 5 or 6, 7, 8 hours a day. If you haven't sold anything, you're not in business, or you won't be in business for very long. Be extraordinary, be profitable, and definitely, John, everybody listening, go make that sale.
Great. Well, we appreciate that, Ken. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will have this available on the Johns Creek Internet Radio blog.
And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it, John.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.